This is Landon Middle School Music Talk with Mr. Beckstrom. This is podcast episode 1, Music History, the Baroque Era. Today we're going to talk about the three most important composers from the Baroque Era. The Baroque Era in music history lasted from 1650 to 1750. The three composers we're going to talk about today are Antonio Vivaldi, Johann Sebastian Bach, and George Friedrich Handel. Antonio Vivaldi will be the first composer we talk about today. He was born in 1678 and he died in 1741. He was born in Venice, Italy. Remember, Venice is different than other cities because Venice, instead of roads, has canals. Vivaldi worked at an orphanage. At the orphanage, he taught music and violin, but that's not what he's famous for. He's famous for the concertos he wrote. He wrote over 500 concertos. A concerto is a piece of music written for a solo instrument with the orchestra playing the background music. The solo instrument plays all the important parts, and then the orchestra, they play the background music, the support music. Some concertos Vivaldi wrote include The Seasons. He wrote 4 violin concertos, which were known as Spring, Summer, Autumn, and Winter. He also wrote a bassoon concerto and a flute concerto. The next composer we're going to talk about today is actually the most important composer in the Baroque era. Johann Sebastian Bach was born in 1685 and died in 1750. Music historians consider him so important that the year he died, 1750, is considered the end of the Baroque era. He was born in Eisenach, Germany. He played violin, harpsichord, clavichord, and organ. He worked most of the time at a church. He did have other jobs, but for the majority of his life he worked at different churches. But he is famous for being a composer. And remember, a composer is a person that writes music. Some music that Bach wrote include the Prelude No. 1 from his Well-Tempered Clavier that was written for harpsichord. He also wrote Toccata and Fugue in D minor for pipe organ. And he wrote a series of pieces of music called the Brandenburg Concertos, but they're not actual concertos. They're written for the full orchestra, not for a solo instrument in the orchestra. A couple interesting facts about Bach. At one point, he was away for a short while, and while he was away, his wife died suddenly. They had had 7 children. A year or two later, he got remarried to Anna Magdalena, and they ended up having 13 children. So yes, Bach had a total of 20 children. Some of his children didn't survive, but a few of them actually became composers. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, Johann Christian Bach, and Johann Christoph Bach were all famous composers in their time. The last composer we're going to talk about today is George Friedrich Handel. He was born in 1685 and he died in 1759. And yes, he and Bach were both born the same year. Handel was born in Halle, Germany. Even though he was born in Germany, he didn't spend his whole life in Germany. Bach spent his whole life in Germany, but Handel traveled all over Europe. And he lived in England for many years. He actually ended up dying in England, and he's buried in Westminster Abbey. He lived in England so much and for so long that many people don't call him a German composer. They call him a German-English composer. And most of the time, Handel worked for nobles. Remember, Bach worked for a church. Vivaldi worked for an orphanage. But Handel worked for nobles. And if you don't know who nobles are people that are related somehow to the royal family. Some music that Handel wrote. He wrote the Water Music Suite. And the Water Music Suite was written for the King of England. The King wanted to have a big party on a boat, so he hired Handel to write music. So the King had a party on his boat, and then on a second boat, right next to them, they had the musicians playing the Water Music Suite. And that was performed on the Thames River in London, England. Another piece that Handel wrote for the King was the Music of the Royal Fireworks. So obviously at that party, there were some fireworks. And then the most famous piece of music that Handel wrote was The Messiah. And everybody knows the Hallelujah Chorus from The Messiah. Thank you for listening today to Landon Middle School Music Talk. I hope it was informative to you. I'm Mr. Beckstrom. This was Episode 1, Music History of the Baroque Era. The next episode will be Music History, the Classical Era, where we'll talk about famous composers from the Classical Era. Special thanks to Sherry Chung for providing today's music. We listened to By Chance from her CD, No Small Thing. You can find more about her music at sherrychung.com.